This is Communism in America. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump just posted that. After another early morning rant on Truth Social, angry about a looming deadline to post a nearly $500 million bond so he can appeal what he calls a crazy award by a Trump-hating judge, the former president claims he's trying to take away 2024 campaign funding and what's election interference. If he doesn't come up with that bond by Monday, New York Attorney General Letitia James may take Trump property.
The AG's office is making sure everything is in place so it can start taking possession of Trump's assets. Now, the former president owns several properties across the state of New York, including in Westchester County, where the attorney general filed those judgments and would allow her to seize a golf course and a private estate.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter. Congress has a midnight deadline to prevent a partial government shutdown.
It will take a sprint in the House and Senate to send a $1.2 trillion spending bill to the president's desk before a Saturday shutdown.
When passed, it will extinguish any more shutdown threats for the rest of the fiscal year.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Mike Johnson says there are wins for Republicans, including increased border funding.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The new military aid for Ukraine stalled and Congress is not in that bill. And Russia has launched new attacks targeting electrical facilities, causing widespread power outages in Ukraine, killing at least three people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for talks with the prime minister and war cabinet, pushing a ceasefire. Before arriving, Blinken said in Egypt,
100% of the population of Gaza is experiencing severe levels of acute food insecurity. We must not allow that to continue.
In Mississippi, the final two of six white ex-law enforcement officers were sent to prison for torturing two black men last year, responding to a complaint they were in a white woman's home. The federal judge gave the six sentences ranging from 10 to 40 years behind bars. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
There is a manhunt in Pennsylvania and a case of squatting turned deadly. Police in New York City say they believe a couple living in an apartment left vacant after a tenant's death killed the daughter of the woman who used to live there when she went back to check on her mother's place. The two then fled to Pennsylvania. A manhunt for an escaped prisoner is over in Idaho, ending the day after it began.
Boise police say inmate Skylar Mead and shooting suspect Nicholas Umpfenhauer were located in the Twin Falls area and taken into custody. Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly of the Idaho State Police revealing two homicides involving adult males in two separate counties may be connected.
No further information on the homicides is available at this time, and the county coroner will provide identity as well as the official cause of death.
Officials say Umpfenhauer is an associate of Meade's and that the two planned an ambush at a hospital where Mead was being treated, with Umpfenhauer attacking and firing at Idaho Department of Correction officers. One officer released from the hospital, two remain in stable condition. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Stocks could drop on Wall Street. Futures are down the day after the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500 closed at record highs. There's already a potential Cinderella team in the men's college basketball tournament.
The first big upset in the NCAA brackets.
We're better than we played, but you got to give Oakland credit.
University of Kentucky men's head basketball coach John Calipari, after his third-seeded Wildcats, who were 13.5-point favorites in their first-round matchup versus 14-seed Oakland, lost 80-76. Three teams seeded 11th scored wins over six seeds. NC State beat Texas Tech 80-67. Duquesne topped BYU 71-67. Oregon over South Carolina 87-73. 16 more games close out the first round today.
Fox's Jared Max. For Duquesne, it was their first NCAA tourney win in 55 years. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Thanks to an executive order from the Illinois Department of Public Health, schools in Illinois now able to carry inhalers for all students. Order allows all trained school workers to treat any student suffering from an asthma attack or any emergency respiratory illness with inhalers or other medications. Illinois Commerce Commission once again reviewing spending proposals from the state's two major electric utility companies. The panel rejecting multi-year plans from Commonwealth Edison and Ameren Illinois last year that proposed billions of dollars to be spent to support the state's new climate goals. City of Champaign will be helping some homeowners through vital repairs with $1 million grant from the state. Residents can pre-apply for a vital home repair costing up to $60,000 through the city. Repairs eligible to be covered include roofing, electrical and plumbing systems, and improvements needed to improve a home's accessibility so the elderly or those with disabilities can age in place. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
It started with 68 teams, and then there were, you know, four losses. So then there were 64 teams, and then there were 16 more losses yesterday. I mean, unbelievable how quickly. There are going to be 16 teams Monday morning, and we started with 68. So we had a fun day. It was what I'd call a good day.
Yes.
It was very fun. The locker room was fun. Everybody was happy. Whoa. Hey,
go Illini.
In the locker room, here we go with Brad.
Unbelievable job. Unbelievable job, man. That's one. Five more to go.
Let's go. Meteorologist Greg Soyer. So Illinois wins. They beat Morehead State. Really good. It was like 48-48. And then we win the game going away 85-69. There was a play, Solier, that Terrence Shannon Jr. made. He tipped the ball away at half court. He dove for the ball. It squirted out. It was a race with like two Morehead
State. That's a very good team, obviously.
That's Brad. I'll get that in a second. He the ball squirted down court. There were like three Morehead State players and Terrence Shannon. Terrence dove for it at the end line all the way at the other end, picked it up, grabbed it, and threw it off the knee of the Morehead State player. That changed the game.
Man.
That was just a brilliant split-second move.
It was three-quarter court. He was diving on the floor like two or three times. And when he did that, you're going, we're not losing. This guy has put us on his back.
That's focus.
It's that is effort. That is, I'm getting after it. You got to match my energy. You got to match that. And so Illinois went on and just dominated. Dane Danger.
Yeah.
Did not miss.
I like how the coach put it. You know, just five more victories. Yeah. This is a new season, which you did the regular season. Kind of, okay, we did it. And just five games now.
Big Ten tournament champions ranked 10th in the country.
That's right.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
And we're a number three seed. And now Duquesne at 7:40 on Saturday night.
Oh, it is late. Okay.
That's a Pittsburgh ball club, is it? Duquesne? No?
I think so. I think they are from Pennsylvania. But they're way quicker. Utah, BYU from Utah. BYU, Brigham Young. Big, but real slow. I didn't think they looked very good. Duquesne is very quick, so we got to go with energy, rebound, top of the flight effort. They're going to have a hard time matching up with my guys, but we've been around too long. We've seen the Chattanoogas of the world beat us. So we got to go in, focus, play hard, and see if we can get to the next weekend. All right, the weather, looking at the weekend here with meteorologist Greg Soyer, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC. What do you say, Bubba? What do you got?
Well, I tell you, we're in good shape here. 32 at Willard and Savoy, sprinkles and snowflakes, northern Ford, Iroquois, and Kankakee counties, snowing up towards Chicago, 4 inches of the ground through the better part of Wisconsin. And if you are, for some reason, motoring back out of Omaha, you're into snow, you're into rain, even a couple of thunderstorms from Des Moines on south from there. And try to get out, if you can, after Saturday's victory, you know, sooner than later. Don't worry, don't panic. But, you know, Sunday night, Monday gets a little problematic out there in the plains and western corn belt, i.e. winter storm conditions. Around here, 62 with those sprinkles up to the north this morning. Maybe a stray shower this afternoon. We will work into a partly sunny sky and a south wind this afternoon. Stray shower chance iffy at best this evening, 34 the low. Tomorrow, windy, much cooler. Roller coaster continues at 46, but then popping back into the low to mid 50s Sunday, low to mid 60s Monday. Monday could be kind of touchy here with showers and thunderstorms, maybe heavy and severe stuff in the afternoon and evening. Back down to cooler in a couple of showers. showers in the 40s on Tuesday, near 50 Wednesday and Thursday, and another impressive storm. And heads up on this for snow to the north and west over Friday and the Easter holiday weekend.
Well, Mr. Greg, we got people in Omaha. The game is at 7:40. Best case, they get a flight out on a charter for the team anyway at like 11:30 or midnight.
That'll be okay. That's Saturday, yeah, because I would want people to stick around, let's say, like into Sunday afternoon, Sunday night.
So if you leave, or because it's going to be late after the game to drive 7 or 8 hours, right. That's going to be hard.
Yeah, right. That'd be a tough drive, but it's doable. Like I said, if you wait till Sunday afternoon, Sunday late afternoon, Sunday night,
okay,
you're on the cusp of rain and snow and going downhill from there from Omaha north and west, and you'll just be looking at rain east, but a pretty healthy rain and storm system at that. So, yeah, stick around for a little bit. Don't push it past, Sunday late afternoon.
Gotcha. Okay, that's doable. They get up at 6 a.m. and head home.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll work.
You're the man, my friend. Thank you, meteorologist Greg Solier, kicking off the program. 7:11, there's Diane Ducey.
March Madness, baby.
It's Stevie J looking at my pool here. I lost a Final Eight team in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland, the team we played in December and had a heck of a game. We beat them 64-53. It was totally their tempo. They tried to control the tempo on a very talented Kentucky. Do you know that 71% of those players that go to Kentucky, 71% of those players that go to Kentucky get drafted in the NBA?
Really?
71%.
Whoa, that's 70, a reputation there.
73% get second contracts, which is the big bucks.
Mm.
Now, that's amazing. Anyway, Kentucky loses to Greg Campy. He's been at Oakland, which is in Rochester, Michigan. They were a Division II school when he took over when he was 28 years old. He's now 68.
Wow, 40 years of coaching.
Same team. Mm. Same team. Anybody in the history of basketball have the same team for 40 years? Greg Campy, at 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in his team up 2, called a timeout. There's a timeout under 4. But it's 4 minutes, 15 seconds. Coach, why'd you call that timeout?
Well, I really took the timeout for a rest because Volpe hadn't come out of the game. Townsend hadn't come out of the game in the second half. And I just wanted to rest them. And because at the under 4, there would be a media timeout. And the first called timeout of the second half is a full timeout, too. So I knew I could get 2 full timeouts in about a 10-second period. And in the NCAA tournament, those timeouts – In the Horizon League, our timeouts are about a minute 20. In the NCAA tournament, they're 3 minutes. So that's 6 minutes. That's almost like a halftime of rest. And that's really why I called the timeout. And then I don't have that many smart things to say that they're going to really listen to. So I just let them rest. And then we talked about that we win every close game we play, and we've won for most of the year. We've won 18 of our last 21, and many, many of them have been last-minute, games. And we just, I just tried to instill in them, we win all close games. And you do that by making plays and have the confidence to make it. And if you make a mistake, move on to the next play. That's what we talked about.
Well, that's Greg Campy. He's the head coach at Oakland. Mm-hmm. But that was on Unsportsmanlike about half an hour ago with Michelle Smallman, one of the hosts of the U of I grad.
That's
on that
right. Go Illini.
ESPN national show in the
morning.
But
upsetting number 3, Kentucky. Wow.
Ooh, it was a big one. And the final was 80-76. They made some threes. This kid named Jack Golke, who played here at the State Farm Center in December. We again beat him by 11, but they were really, really good. Jack Golke had 10 three-pointers, including 7 in the first half. The NCAA record is 11.
Mm.
So we've got all the scores. We've got all the tournament action. We're still excited about it because Illinois wins 85-69 over a very good Moorhead State team. In fact, their best player is a kid named Riley Minix. He was terrific. He's 31.
31 years old?
He's 31 years old.
No.
Science teacher from Geneseo, Illinois.
Is that right?
He was unbelievable. He was really, really good. Riley Minix after the game on Illinois.
I think their physicality was top of the charts. Like, they were jamming us off ball screens. They're doing all they could, locking and trailing. Like, it was hard to screen them, stuff like that. And then they were just, as J2 was saying, they were a bigger team. 1 through 5, not just with a Zach Edey type player. but their point guard's 6'6". Like, he's backing you down. It's just, it's tough to match up with. And they're a great team, well coached, and they just went out there and they could adapt. They could change on the fly. We were blowing up a lot of their stuff, and the way we were blitzing the post, they couldn't really get anything out of that. And then they went into one-on-one ball, and they had to figure it out, and credit to them, they did.
That's a very mature man, 31-year-old
yes.
Riley Minix. Coach Brad after the game.
Okay.
That's a very good team, and obviously they had a great, great season. So I thought we had a great spurt in the first half, kind of getting up 7 or 8. I thought that Bane's insertion in the game was obviously critical. He had 21 season high. And then the all-around game of Marcus, I think somebody told me he's the 10th player in NCAA tournament history to have a triple-double.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty special night. And so very, very solid. Luke Goody was tremendous off the bench, not just offensively making threes, but his defense I thought was very, very good. He provided great energy, and I thought that Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn was spectacular in the first half, both ends of the court. So survive in advance. We move on, and excited about the opportunity to take on a great Duquesne team.
Yeah, how about that? And then, you know, there was a moment, well, several, where Marcus was being reminded by, among others, Terrence Shannon Jr., that you're close
yeah.
to a historic kind of a game. Triple-double means double-figure points, double-figure assists, double-figure rebounds.
Mm-hmm. And it was 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists at the end of the game.
So, Marcus, tell me about it.
There's probably like 10 minutes left in the second half, and Tyler and Terrence were the ones telling me about it. Terrence was the one that really wanted me to get it. He said, when I needed like 4 points left, he said if I don't start shooting, he's going to fight me. So I had to start shooting a little bit.
I love it.
That's so funny. You're going to get this kid. And then we made the final three to get from 9 to 12 points. Brad called an immediate timeout to get him out of the game. Because
uh-huh.
you don't want him to play when we won the game. Just get him out and don't risk anything.
Right, right.
Okay, we have...
If you don't start shooting, I'm going to fight
yeah,
you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's motivation.
Yeah. Anyway, what a...
and
what
Dane Danger.
Dane Danger
right.
was... we don't beat Ohio State without Dane Danger, and this thing could have gone down to the wire, and you don't want games going down to the wire when you're a better team. And so Dane Danger came in, was 9 for 9.
Yes.
With 8 rebounds and 21 points, making free throws. He was remarkable. And this whole second half was like, get it into Dane because nobody's going to stop him.
Yeah.
And it was wonderfully executed. Brad did a great job in the second half getting everybody on the page. Illinois advances, you said 7:40 Central Time Saturday night.
That's right.
Wow.
Go Illini. And our Illinois women beat Missouri State, so they'll play on Sunday against Stony Brook at
Excellent.
The State Farm Center.
Excellent. Play again.
Go Illini.
Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they got their Sunday morning bird walk. So a festive weekend ahead, feeling like spring. Sunday morning bird walk start at the Anita Purvis Nature Center at 7:30. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
If you need tires, stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Ames, Saturday back into milder mode for the day today with the weather system passing to the north. Organized snows through the northern Great Lakes region and northern Corn Belt. And that weather pattern remains a pretty active one, by the way, in our general neck of the woods for the foreseeable future. But nothing more than an isolated shower for the day today, and that mainly north of Champaign. Even a couple of snowflakes this morning up towards the Kankakee. 62 later on today as winds turn southerly in a partly sunny sky. Isolated shower chance early on tonight. Breezy low down to 34. Windy, much cooler for the day tomorrow. Partly cloudy and the high to about 46. Partly sunny, milder, 53 on Sunday. 62 with some showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Tuesday, still a couple of showers. Back to cooler weather, the high near 50. Lower 50s and some short-term drier weather for Wednesday and Thursday of next week. And then late next week, back into a warm-up and scattered showers and thunderstorms as well. High temperatures into the lower 60s. Heads up late in the weekend, by the way, if you're going to stick around out there at Omaha. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Z. Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
It's the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are pointing to more gains for the major averages today after closing at records again yesterday. HSBC is raising its rating on U.S. equities, suggesting stocks will go even higher. Its strategists say compared with bull markets of the last few decades, it's been a pretty subpar recovery. They say it doesn't matter if the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates two or three times, so long as the Fed does cut. Nike shares are slumping, and its disappointing quarter is dragging down shares of competitors Adidas and Puma. Nike says it was facing flat sales and higher costs in recent months. Though FedEx shares are rallying, FedEx is reporting business was better than forecast in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Are you ready? A free trip to the most lavish resort out of this world. The most spectacular landscapes and majestic views ever imagined. Where all human pains, afflictions, worries, concerns, they'll all be gone for eternity. You're right, it will be heaven. Well, it is very simple. Start your journey today. The Lord opens his welcoming arms to greet you. And this week, visit his house. Attend church services of your choice. We have found the Lord at Muhammad Christian Church. Listen to the words. Jesus will guide you as to where you need to be. And for our friends in nursing homes or assisted living, please attend your weekly prayer services. It is that simple. Start your journey today. The Lord will put his arm around you and give you comfort. Take away all your problems, anxieties, and pains for eternity. Are you ready? The Lord has been expecting you.
This is Eric Bowen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Dre Gibbs Longhorn came into the game, the freshman. And he made 2 3-point play. Just what?
Nice.
Dre Gibbs Longhorn, along with Coleman and Brett Underwood, after the game.
I feel like what it mainly came from is that all regular season, even in the Big Ten tournament, I could not hit those shots. I just couldn't hit those shots, but I told myself, like, I'm going to keep shooting. Like, I know I did this all in high school, all middle school, all elementary. Like, I make these shots, and so I'm not going to stop shooting them now. So I just kept shooting, and what do you know? All of a sudden, two in a row fall.
He's always stayed ready, and he's worked really hard, and he's done a great job on the scout team, and that hard work showed today, and the confidence showed today. freshman year, if you would have threw me out there, I probably would have airballed a couple of shots. But he's a real confident kid, so I'm glad to see that he can help us.
When you see that ball go in, that is like unlocking the vault sometime. And, you know, his confidence is growing. He knows that I'm comfortable with him and could throw him in at any time. And, you know, it's really good to see a jump shot go. Because he can really get going doing that.
Ooh, boy, that's the guy you're not thinking is going to help you, and he helped us yesterday. First half was tight. If you didn't see it, Illinois was tied. I think it was 48-48. And then Terrence made that diving on the play, unbelievable, threw it off the guys. I mean, just amazing hustle play. And I thought really changed the tone of the game. And Illinois just went crazy with Dane Danger and Coleman Hawkins playing at the same time. 85-69, Illinois wins. All right, for your brackets, Drake loses, and many had picked Drake as a 10 to beat Washington State. Washington State beat them 66-61, so Drake out of Des Moines, Iowa is out. North Carolina easily over Wagner. It was 90-62. How about Nevada and Dayton? Nevada coached by former Indiana player, rather, Steve Alford, who just took his fifth team to the NCAA. He's been in a lot of places. And Nevada had a 58-40 lead. Nevada had a 58-40 lead with 7 minutes to play and lost.
Whoa. That's falling apart right there.
24-4 run at the end of the game, and Nevada loses.
Nevada have an injury?
Nope. They just kind of slowed it down. It was Dayton 63, Nevada 60. Arizona beat whoever they played, Long Beach State. That was a Don Munson story where we're parting ways, and then they win the tournament accidentally and got into the NCAA. They lost 85-65. That was in the Western regionals. Also, North Carolina State, who won five straight to win the ACC. What the heck? North Carolina State won. They beat Texas Tech 11 over a 6, 80-67. The upset of the night was Kentucky losing to Oakland 80-76. Also, Gonzaga. Who said Gonzaga's done?
Mm-hmm.
Now, McNeese is going to beat him. 86-65, Gonzaga. The Zags move on. Kansas holds on with Samford. It was quite a game. Kansas had a 10-point lead most of the way. Held on to win 93-89. South Carolina, Oregon, heard so many good things about South Carolina. That was an 11 over a 6. Well, the 11 Oregon pounded them, 87-73. It was Creighton getting past John Gross in Akron, 77-60. Texas beat, oh my, Colorado State, the final, Texas 56, Colorado State 44. Colorado State had 11 points at halftime.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's embarrassing.
It was Tennessee 83, St. Peter's 49, and that's your 16-game first rounder. Four Big Ten teams. The Big Ten is 2-0. Michigan State with their real comfortable win.
Right, 69-51 over Mississippi State, but now they advance to a 4:30 game tomorrow against number one seed North Carolina.
If I'm North Carolina, I don't like the draw. I think Michigan State's capable.
I see.
I think Michigan State could beat North Carolina.
Well, there you go, Spartans.
2-0 for the Big Ten. Good start. Four teams play. Northwestern will play early. They're like the first game. Florida Atlantic, Northwestern go at it. Nebraska plays today. They go against a very tough Texas A&M team. And then you got Wisconsin. They've got a game today. They'll play James Madison. The Badgers are in it. And, of course, number one Purdue will take on Grambling.
Okay.
And that's
was the play-in game then for a 16 seed.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, see if the Boilermakers, they lost to a 16 last year. All right, a couple of things. AOC.
That would bust some brackets that happened again.
Yeah, no question. AOC talking to Tony Bobulinski, one of the associates of Hunter Biden. Got some clips there you want to hear.
Okay.
And I think it's unbelievable that Donald Trump has to come up with $454 million by Monday. When you're appealing a case, can't you wait to see if you win the appeal before you have to sell everything?
Right.
I don't get it. And nobody in the real estate world is jumping through hoops to help Donald Trump get $454 million when the collateral is real estate. Although I think he has plenty of real estate. But what if he sells it? Can he get it back if he wins the appeal? It feels horribly unfair. We'll get into that coming up next. ESPN 93.5, 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Pelosi, former President Trump now has only 3 days to secure a more than $450 million bond, and New York Attorney General Letitia James already laying the groundwork to seize his assets if he doesn't.
The Attorney General's office has filed judgments in Westchester County, where Trump's National Golf Club and the Seven Springs Estate are located. Legal experts say, though, it is premature to assume the properties in Westchester will be the first the AG goes after.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Trump took to Truth Social to say, quote, this is communism in America. Secretary of State Antony Blinken touching down in Tel Aviv to share alternatives to Israel's planned assault on Rafah.
There are more than a million people in Rafah, many of whom were displaced from other parts of Gaza. A major ground operation there would mean more civilian deaths. It would worsen the humanitarian crisis.
Blinken speaking from Egypt. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, so you might need a set of new tires.
Yes.
I needed 8 of them recently.
Uh-huh.
And they're not cheap.
That's right.
But I've got great tires from Clay Dooley.
And Firestone, real good quality. Clay Dooley, 311 South Neal Street in Champaign.
And you're going to pay a little more for these Firestone. However, I'm giving you $500 head start.
And think of the longevity you get when you get the Firestone tires from Clay Dooley.
So if you are interested in tires from Clay Dooley, we're helping you buy four Firestone tires. I'm giving $500 off. And you'll have some really good tires on your vehicle.
Absolutely.
So what you do is, if you're interested, is either go to ghoststever.com and enter. Ghoststever.com. It's up right now. Or go to 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line.
And we've got the tires for you. But, of course, Clay Dooley does AC repair, oil changes, brake repair, alignments, and more. So you can find out more at claydooley.com.
$500 off a set of Firestone tires, four of them. Just text in tires.
Mm-hmm.
217-359-2255 or go to ghoststever.com. It's a great deal. Good luck.
Here's a look at local news. Decatur police say a suspect who was shot and killed by officers Monday night carrying a BB gun, not a real one. Police say the suspect matched the description of a man who held up a Decatur discount store. Police say 38-year-old Rocky Dupind allegedly pulled out the BB gun when confronted by police, fired at him. He was rushed to Decatur Memorial Hospital where he died. Voters in Ford County this week passing one proposition but rejected another. On Tuesday, they rejected a 1% sales tax that would have supported local schools. Loss means CMS, PBL, and TriPoint school districts will have to find other ways to finance changes they say needed at the schools. Bill under consideration in Springfield would require social media companies to notify parents if they find their child being threatened or is in some sort of danger. Bill passed unanimously out of the House Consumer Protection Committee. Bill would also give the Illinois attorney the power to pursue social media companies that don't comply. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Saturday back into milder mode for the day today. While snows pass well to the north, there may be a couple of snow flurries up near the Kankakee, even a sprinkle to the north of Champaign early on this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies. Slim chance for a shower this afternoon. We'll make it to about 62 as winds turn southerly and pick on up at 12 to 22 and gusty. Might be a lone shower this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, breezy, low down to 34. Not bad for the weekend. A windy, much cooler day's worth of weather tomorrow. Temps back down a bit below average at 46 with a northeast to east wind. Now tomorrow night to near 30. And partly sunny, a little bit milder for the day on Sunday. The high at about 53. We'll warm it up to 62 with showers and thunderstorms Monday. Cool it down to 52 on Tuesday with some shower activity around. Then lower 50s for highs, more seasonal. Wednesday and Thursday next week, back into another dynamic system. Late next week towards Friday, high temperatures into the 60s and additional showers and thunderstorms as well. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Real buzz around here with the NCAA tournament, the fact that Illinois won, and that means University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Fighting Illini play on Saturday night.
Go Illini!
7:40 against a very good 11 seed Duquesne, who upset BYU yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Talk more about that as we go. Brother Johnny is down in New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, Stevie J. Hey, I like you guys. Didn't Christian pick Kentucky?
Oops.
Yeah.
I think I did too, because yeah, it was just KY letters.
Well, that was the deal where you just pick one winner on the day, and you had BYU and Christian had Kentucky.
Yeah.
Nice shooting,
that's
guys.
Right.
Yeah, well, hey, that, get them next year, Stevie.
That's
yeah,
right.
My goal as a prognosticator will be to make it to the first Friday.
Right.
Man. Unbelievable.
Look, they played great. I like the game, and we need to take it to them. The Kane wants – they got – LeBron's tennis shoes, Steve.
Yeah, LeBron James played for that coach
at
Duquesne.
Oh, I see.
That played,
okay.
Must have been high school.
Nice.
Jennifer, are you...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jennifer, are you there?
I am here. I'm loving the conversation.
Well, LeBron James, Johnny, you said he gave his former coach and all the players new tennis shoes, so that's not fair. So there's some sort of violation.
And obviously they worked against BYU,
yeah,
and we got to deal with that.
Got to deal with that. Jennifer,
look, you can't mess with that, right? Like if it's a good omen, it's a good omen.
Jennifer Stefano is a GOP strategist based in Philadelphia this morning. Is that where you are, Jennifer?
That's where I am. Yeah.
Okay, so
and Duquesne is a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
other side of the state.
Have you been there before? Or?
Oh yes, and listen, I'm a Villanova alum.
Oh. They had it
so
going
on. I have feelings.
Oh, man.
Okay, I have feelings.
We still yeah, remember Villanova beat Patrick Ewing at Georgetown shooting 72% in the national championship game back in the day with Raleigh Massimino, wasn't it?
Raleigh Massimino.
Oh, he was great. He was awesome. All
the
right.
Stuff you pull out, Stevie.
I have no idea where it comes from. Okay, so let's go ahead and play the wisdom of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Talking to Tony Bobulinski, a business associate of Hunter Biden.
I have a quick question. Simple. Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a
business deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is
Sarah?
What is the crime, sir?
Specifically. You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statutes.
Me, sir. Excuse Sarah. Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
crime? Category of crimes that you're then charged
You
under
have charges.
A long hundred
You have charges. Statutes. Sir, yeah. Please
you want me to name the exact statute
sir,
under RICO?
Yes. Oh.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
All right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That
I
went to law school.
She I reclaim my time.
You guys
hey, thank you,
the
sir. I reclaim my time.
She is brilliant. She needs to be president.
Wow.
She's a former barista. But, boy, Jennifer, comment on all that. Just comment.
I mean, look, we know AOC is not the leading intellect of the United States Congress. She clearly had no interest in anything other than trying to give herself a viral moment. And this was just a useless endeavor, not helpful to the American people, and just indicative of Democratic doublespeak, right? They like to play with words. They like to name things that, you know, rename things or go in a direction that totally distracts from the point. And she's asking a witness to answer a legal question. That's not appropriate. I mean, she ridiculous. So I think this is classic of AOC. It's classic of what is increasingly becoming a Democratic Party that can't stand on the issues, can't stand on their record, and just engages in personal attacks.
And there's not a lot of intelligent discussion, because there wasn't a lot of discussion there. She was just kind of badgering. But remember, Jennifer, that's the same girl who objected to the deal that New York made with Amazon, because they wanted them to set up that shop, Steve, that would have generated $30 billion in revenue. So they gave them a 10% discount if they'd come to New York, which is $3 billion. And AOC wanted to use that $3 billion for the schools, so she stopped the deal. And then she said, hey, now we can put the $3 billion into the schools. It's no, sweetheart, there is no $3 billion. And there's no $27 billion. There's nothing.
I don't know. I don't know. It's absolutely dizzying. To hear her. And by the way, her district, Jennifer, is awful. I mean, they're having prostitution. Yeah. I mean, a mess.
Really?
And there's somebody challenging her on the left, I think.
Yeah. And so, you know, the thing about AOC and these radicals, the left-wing progressives, is that they misunderstand a fundamental problem. The greatest social program, and Ronald Reagan said this, is a job. So the best thing you can do is create jobs so there are not poor. But what these radical left-wing progressives say is, no, you know, business owners are bad, businesses are bad, we need to take everything from them, and we need to give it to the poor. Well, wouldn't it be nice if people weren't poor to begin with because they had opportunity?
Yeah.
And the first, there will always be poor among us. That's a biblical principle that I think is correct, and it doesn't mean we shouldn't try to help or serve them or improve conditions. But the best thing to do is give people an opportunity not to be poor. To work, to use their gifts and their skills. And instead, she's not just a job crusher, she's a soul crusher. Because when you remove opportunity, when you remove people's ability to earn their own success, whatever limited or great gifts they're given, you remove a key fundamental of the ability to be happy. I mean, that's one of the key elements of happiness in tons of study out of Harvard and otherwhere, earning your own success.
Well, there's no doubt it's a matter of, if you don't need them to do anything, then what you're saying is you're really worthless here. Just take this and stay out of the way. We don't need you for anything. And that's soul crushing. That's exactly right.
I know you're on a tight schedule. Jennifer, how many more minutes do I have with you? I have another question, but you might not have time. What are you at? We're at 42.
Well, this is fun. I like being with you, so go ahead and ask.
All right. Last thing I'm going to ask Jennifer Stefano, Brother Johnny here. Donald Trump's supposed to come up with $450+ million Monday. When you are appealing some sort of a legal case, why in God's name wouldn't you be given the chance to see if you win the appeal before you sell everything? It is the most one-sided thing I've ever seen, no matter what you think of Donald Trump. This is not fair, Jennifer.
Right, right. Look, the people going after President Trump are not interested in justice. Let's be really clear. The people going after the president are engaged in a political witch hunt because they despise Donald Trump. They cannot ever get over that he defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016. They're never going to recover from that, okay? They can't believe the will of the people prevailed in 2016, all right? And this is just a political witch hunt. And my concern is it just upends justice. It upends what our justice system is supposed to do, and it makes people doubtful. And this is the continued problem with the way we have, especially the left, is hyper-politicized the law to go after their political enemies. This is not what should be happening in a free and civil society. I've said this before. This is 1950s Moscow tactics. I just wrote a column in the Philadelphia Inquirer talking about what happened during COVID. It's been 4 years since Pennsylvania and other states started to shut down, and a lot of the tactics employed by the CDC, by the federal government, were 1950s KGB tactics, discrediting, Anthony Fauci, discrediting Stanford doctors who challenged his point of view. I mean, they ran hit jobs against them. So I'm really concerned about what this means for the country.
Well, and it seems just... I guess pun intended, it's so trumped up. I mean, there basically is a group of people said, hey, he said this
These assets were valued at $2 billion. We think it was more like $1.5 billion, and making pay through $400 million. Where is the crime in that one, Stevie?
Yeah,
AOC should ask, where's the crime?
Yeah,
and
right.
He paid the money back. I mean, this is just another one of those contrived, fraught list of accusations. Like, and Jennifer's 100% right. They're just trying to take Donald Trump down. It doesn't matter if it's fair, and it doesn't matter if that's what our justice system was made for. It was actually designed to keep this kind of thing from happening. And so it's pretty frustrating to watch.
Well, Jennifer, I know that there's a listener that texted in to 359-2255 saying if he's a self-proclaimed billionaire, why can't he come up with it himself?
Well, first of all, the justice system does not go on just what people proclaim. I mean, everyone walks into a courtroom and proclaims they're innocent. Then you would have to just let everybody who walked in and proclaimed something go free. You know, the president said he had about $400 million in liquid assets, but that is not what you base justice on. It is not what do you have. That's not appropriate. It is what is the what are the charges that were brought forward for the president? What would the penalty be if those charges are deemed to be true? And then what is the appropriate appeals process before he would have to pay that? And then, of course, the other question is, let's say he paid it up front to avoid it being larger in the future as he goes through the appeals process. The question becomes, what is the adjudication process to get back his money if on appeal he wins? And I think people are not looking at, you know, does he have it, doesn't he have it, but is this fair? Is this just? And I would contend when it comes to President Trump, we're not seeing justice, and we're not seeing fairness. We're seeing a
problem. Well, and the other thing, too, Jennifer, if you are Mark Cuban and own the Mavericks, which are maybe $3 billion, you don't have $3 billion. You don't want to sell your team.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like, oh, I'll just go write a check, because it's based on the things you own, and you don't want to have to sell them to pay off a temporary bill. So,
right. Right. It's the equivalent of someone taking what your car is worth and your house is worth and all your furniture is worth and any jewelry you have is worth and saying, well, she has all that money and he has all that money. You should be giving it. Like, I'll have
better
to sell everything.
If someone says you owe $20,000 and you may not, but you have to sell your car to pay them, that's really not fair. Mm-hmm. You need the car.
Yeah. Right. Jennifer, before I let you go, who's the vice president pick for Donald Trump?
I think it's going to be Tulsa. I think he's going to go. I think he's going to pick a woman. I do. And I think it's going to be someone who is a Democrat or a centrist. And I think that's smart on his part. I think it is actually a uniting thing that can bring some of the Democrats that are really put off by the radical progressives. And I think Gabby Tulsa's probably it.
Tulsi,
yeah, I don't know.
Tulsi Gabbard, is that what she said?
Sorry, did I revert Tulsi? Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's not a Democrat. She switched.
Independent.
She did, but I would still consider her a Democrat.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that would scare me because I'm afraid I don't trust them.
Well, she's a great example, and I would call for, you know, and I'm to me, the best thing he could do would be to refer to her as a Democrat. And the reason is it shows a bipartisanship, and from a branding perspective, to win the middle, to win people on the more towards the center in the Democratic Party, I would absolutely play up her Democratic credentials. Mm. I think it would be wise of him to do that from a PR and branding standpoint to help win the middle, because that's going to matter. People are really disenfranchised in the Democratic Party, and that's a great way to get them.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of guts, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jennifer, nice to meet you and have you. Jennifer Stefano, Stefano. How can people connect with Jennifer Stefano?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, or X, sorry, X. And you're at Jennifer Stefano. Stefano with an F.
I got you. Thanks for being on, Jennifer. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jennifer. Great talking with you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Johnny, I wanted to play you this. This is in the locker room after the game.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
It is.
So it's Marcus Damask, who had a triple-double, only the 10th in the history of the NCAA tournament, which is quite remarkable. We've been playing this a while. So here's what he said about when he knew he was close.
So there was probably like 10 minutes left in the second half, and Tyler and Terrence were the ones telling me about it. Terrence was the one that really wanted me to get it. He said, when I needed like 4 points left, he said if I don't start shooting, he was going to fight me. So I had to start shooting a little bit.
He's going to fight me.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a great finish, and I think we just need to, like I said, move that ball. I think you need to go inside like we did. I don't want to make it a game of horse because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You might lose that game because some of these folks can shoot, but, man, they can't stop us when we start going to the bucket. Gee, man, danger.
Oh,
danger zone.
Danger. Yeah, hey, so also there's this kid that was so good for them, Riley Minix, 31-year-old science teacher from Geneseo, was on their team. He was the guy making those tough shots inside. Riley Minix, here's what he said after the game.
I think their physicality was top of the charts. Like, they were jamming us off ball screens. They're doing all they could, locking and trailing. Like, it was hard to screen them, stuff like that. And then they were just, as J2 was saying, they were a bigger team, 1 through 5, not just with a Zach Edey-type player, but their point guard's 6'6". Like, he's backing you down. It's tough to match up with. And they're a great team, well coached, and they just went out there and they could adapt. They could change on the fly. We were blowing up a lot of their stuff, and the way we were blitzing the post, they couldn't really get anything out of that. And then they went into one-on-one ball, and they had to figure it out, and credit to them, they did.
How about a 31-year-old player, huh?
Man. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, was that the guy who was killing us?
Yeah. Yeah. He was inside and made fadeaways and hit threes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah.
Tough. He was.
That's
really
the
rough
guy.
Hey, this might just be. I think it's breaking news. Donald Trump has just said he has $500 million in cash.
Wow.
Well, I mean that's good, but I still don't think it's fair.
Can't the judge say no? Actually, it's $650 now.
Well, I guess. Where did you come up with that number? There wasn't even any particular payment to be made. There was no. I like AOC to ask, what was the crime? What was the crime? What was the crime?
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Where is the crime?
Right.
Where is. I reclaim my time.
What the heck?
Well, and he probably had to hawk a few things as opposed to selling it. But he might be paying 12% too.
He said he was going to use it on his campaign. So,
huh?
Oh, okay.
Donald Trump says I have almost $500 million in cash, so that leaves him a measly $50 million. Not going to do much. That's not going to go far. Not in a campaign like it. Don't you need $1 billion to be president now?
I don't think you can get in with $1 billion.
Wow.
I really don't. It's more than that.
And some are saying
more than that will be spent.
Some are saying this kind of thing is pretty blatantly clear, even to the person that can't stand Donald Trump, that this doesn't appear to be fair. And so I think we understand fairness in America. I really do. Most do. The ones that just hate him, think he's a criminal and awful, they're never going.
Well, it's kind of like going back to the Mavericks. Someone might say, that team shouldn't be worth more than $1.25 million.
Yeah.
But somebody will pay $3 billion. So you can say, no, it's worth $3 billion. No. That's overinflated. Give us $500 million cash. It's kind of like that. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No. You may honestly disagree with the estimate of the value with the appraisal, but that doesn't mean there's a crime committed. And they're just saying it was so far off it was fraudulent. And I would have to say, based on what I've seen, that Donald Trump's getting once again railroaded. So
yeah, all right, we'll see. Tulsi Gabbard was an interesting call. I've not heard that.
No, I hadn't thought of Tulsi. I don't think that'll happen. I think Steve, you know, like I said Wednesday when we were talking to Eddie, it's hard to make predictions, especially for the future. That's what Yogi Berra said.
All right, Johnny, 7:40 tomorrow night. We'll play again in Omaha, Nebraska against Duquesne. 7:40 Saturday night, the Fighting Illini play game 2.
Mm-hmm.
What we hope is a 6-game winning streak here in the NCAA tournament. Okay, Johnny, thank you. We'll talk
about
soon.
Yeah, one thing, Steve, I'm a little tired because I stayed up too late watching. I remember 41 years ago,
watching Jimmy Valvano's North Carolina State team, who had no shot at the tournament, but ran through the ACC conference tournament and won it, which is what these guys did. They won five games to get in the tournament, and they look pretty tough.
Yeah, they beat Texas Tech, didn't they?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Wow.
That's just, you know, this basketball here in March, it's madness.
That's right. Yep. All right, Johnny, thank you. Talk soon.
Right,
thank you.
See you later.
Brother Johnny down in New Orleans this morning, ESPN 93.5. 5 till. Check Greg's weather, brought to you this morning by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to, you know, dedicate themselves to the health of community members across the region. And if you're looking for an opportunity to serve others in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Low again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Ames, Saturday back into milder mode for the day today with the weather system passing to the north. Organized snows through the northern Great Lakes region and northern Corn Belt. And that weather pattern remains a pretty active one, by the way, in our general neck of the woods for the foreseeable future. But nothing more than an isolated shower for the day today, and that mainly north of Champaign. Even a couple of snowflakes this morning up towards the Kankakee. 62 later on today as winds turn southerly in a partly sunny sky. Isolated shower chance early on tonight. Breezy low down to 34. Windy, much cooler for the day tomorrow. Partly cloudy and the high to about 46. Partly sunny, milder, 53 on Sunday. 62 with some showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Tuesday, still a couple of showers. Back to cooler weather, the high near 50. Lower 50s and some short-term drier weather for Wednesday and Thursday of next week. And then late next week, back into a warm-up and scattered showers and thunderstorms as well. High temperatures into the lower 60s. Heads up late in the weekend, by the way, if you're going to stick around out there at Omaha. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Beatles, just Greg Solgay.
All right, coming up, do you know that the CDC until recently had said you're still got to be home 5 days if you're diagnosed with COVID, which has evolved now to a cold and low-grade fever?
Right.
Anyway, CDC's dropping that. We've got thought leader in healthcare, Todd Furness, on that.
Okay.
Just a moment, 10 minutes or so. Okay, so we do have a Stever, the program where I happily hand you money to go spend it. And today we're having you spend it at Clay Dooley.
Clay Dooley, 311 South Neal Street in Champaign. It's about a block, what, south of downtown?
Yeah.
Block or two.
Very easy.
Near the old Farm and Fleet. No, Champaign Surplus.
Yeah, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Tire and Auto Center. It's Clay Dooley. And what we have is $500 toward a set of four Firestone tires. So if you're buying Firestone tires, you're not going to get a deal like this anywhere else.
That's right. So, if you've been waiting to get new tires, now is the time to text in tires, 217-359-2255, and see if you come out a winner.
That would be on the Fisher National Bank text line. All of our guests on the phone appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. But for Clay Dooley, Firestone tires, set of four, $500 off, 217-359-2255, or you can go to GhostStever.com, text in tires, or go to GhostStever.com, and good luck. The news is next.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery has store-wide savings as they celebrate their anniversary. Installation is half off Mohawk waterproof luxury vinyl floors. The installation is free on Mohawk carpet. And get up to $1,000 of instant rebates on Mohawk carpet and floors. Instant rebates on all furniture. Plus, buy it all with 2 years free financing. Don't miss the anniversary sale going on now at Carpet Weavers.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.